answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Cities on high alert this morning after the FBI warns the state of California is now a target for Iran as it aspires to strike its coast with drones. No specific timeline or targets have been identified, but local officials are still receiving a precautionary alert. The LA County Sheriff Department saying, quote, in light of current global events, the department remains at an elevated level of readiness and is maintaining increased vigilance as we continue to protect our residents of Los Angeles County. President Trump was asked about the threat yesterday. Watch.
President Trump, what have you heard about this bulletin that some law enforcement put out about a possible Iran revenge plot in California where there would be some kind of a boat offshore launching drones towards
being investigated? But you have a lot of things happening, and all we can do is take them as they come. And the war itself is being prosecuted as well as anybody has ever seen. And this is other countries telling me too. Big countries, powerful countries. They said they've never seen anything like it. And they also agree with what I'm doing. They say it's an evil country. And it's been for 47 years that way.
And that's a fact. That's President Trump talking about how other countries are realizing just how bad Iran is. And because they're also being targeted, partly because they have U.S. or ally bases inside their country, and there were some hits overnight. I'm going to get to some of that for you. But that story about drones possibly being launched, or even ballistic missiles, I've discussed this before, from ships just off the coast of our nation, if they can get close enough and not be flagged and shot into the water before they get to us. I've raised this question before. But I'm going to take this a step farther now that they're talking about it more publicly. It does not have to come from a drone attack coming to our shores on a ship. How many terrorists do we have in our nation right now? Thank you, Joe Biden, who are here unvetted, unchecked, and they have access to drones and probably various munitions they could also put in play. That would be on our home shore. I've been running a commentary today on that very fact. While we don't want to talk about drafting men, women for an invasion and starting the draft over again, an invasion of putting boots on the ground in Iran, I raised the question, do we have enough forces in effect in our nation to protect our nation from inside invasion and attacks? That's part of the commentary I've been running today. I want you to consider it as we move forward, and we'll get through some of this massive amounts of information coming out, which show that, and I know the left will point this out repeatedly, well, Trump said we obliterated their nuclear program and all their capability. We have severely undermined it and damaged it. But even if we obliterate, let's put it this way. I obliterate your house. Your house is nothing but splinters. You can go get a new home, or you can build a new one, and we'll do it all over again. But I did obliterate that one. But we're seeing now maybe the death throes of the dying Iranian regime throwing everything they can in any way possible at those allies supporting us and about our country directly. And more U.S. casualties are reported. Let me bring you up to speed. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, March 12, 2026. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to News Talk STL Rumble or Facebook, you'll find it. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything goes up as a podcast later. So if you cannot stay with us this entire 2 hours, you can always pull it up later. And when you do, then share it with others. Get the word out to others that need to be informed. I don't want them out there serving as lackeys and useful idiots for the leftist media, because there was a picture that surfaced the other day that a B-2 bomber had been shot down. And there's a B-2 bomber supposedly on the ground, damaged, and Iranians standing around it. I've seen that one time. Do you not think if they brought down a B-2 or B-1 bomber, we would have made that direct and public and it would be everywhere? To that extent, let me tell you this. They did strike our carrier, the USS Ford. At least that appears to be why we've had an incident on board the USS Ford. And the U.S. is acknowledging that. I remind you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. Every hour, when you leave every hour, you're going to be armed with more information than you have right this moment. And we're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. In our next hour, despite the cost of the war, the Trump economy continues to fire up. Big, major businesses such as Ford and small businesses. And Americans are seeing it already. Those who have filed their income tax already, they're seeing some of the Trump benefits. That's later in the next hour. Later this hour, if there is a homeland attack, either by ships offshore firing drones or other munitions inside the U.S., would that hurt Trump or would it rally more support, much like a Pearl Harbor or 9/11? Plus, our story behind the story today. The story behind the story, we go back to 1978. The Jonestown, Guyana cult with 900 killed in a mass suicide, but it appears not all of them were true suicide victims. That's the story behind the story before we wrap this hour. You see how much we throw at you? And we come out every day just the same way, loaded with information. We are the bull charging out of the gate. You better hold on. Back to the report that drones might be launched against our nation directly.
This morning, a warning about how Iran might want to retaliate against the United States. The FBI recently alerted California police departments Iran aspires to conduct a surprise attack against unspecified targets in California using drones. The alert, reviewed by ABC News, says the drones would come from an unidentified vessel off the coast of the United States homeland.
This is extremely alarming. We know that Iran's approach to combating the United States and Israel is through asymmetric warfare. They cannot take us on militarily.
The alert is cautionary. There is no information about Iran's aspirational timing or targets. The FBI declined to comment.
The FBI has no comment at this point. Other than the word is circulating, we need to be aware that drones might be launched offshore into the U.S. on ships that get close enough that they can fire them. But I remind you again what I said a moment ago. You need to also be worried about ISIS and Iranian cult groups inside our nation that will get their hands on drones and weaponize them. I told you how our allies have already been hurt. We've had some U.S. soldiers hurt in a military strike at a facility mainly housing British troops. This was in Iraq at a military base. No reports on how severe our soldiers were hurt. But we know numerous casualties among the UK troops. To that extent, we still don't know how many. And we're now entering our 13th day against Iran in the military battle. And Iran and its proxies in Lebanon continue to launch strikes, including oil tankers in the Gulf. In fact, Israel claims that they did hit. Israel says it fired back and hit extensive members of the Revolutionary Radical Guard overnight. But they're still there. And according to a report in Axios, President Trump's advisors are warning him that the Iraq war could drag on longer if they succeed in strangling the Strait of Hormuz, driving up oil prices and, of course, increasing pressure on the rest of the world. I mentioned earlier that we've had two reported injured aboard the USS Gerald R. Ford, our super nuclear aircraft carrier. The sailors reported injured, not critical, in stable condition. This comes again as Iran has been firing missiles and suicide drones at all of our ships, doing what they can. And CBS reporting more attacks were happening overnight.
It's been another noisy night here in Israel and really across the Middle East, despite President Trump saying the war is won. Iran and its regional proxies unleashed coordinated attacks at multiple targets throughout the night. Overnight, Iran focused its attacks on the lifeblood of the region. Small boats packed with explosives slamming into these oil tankers off the coast of Iraq. In Bahrain, fuel depots burned. The Bahraini government warning people to stay indoors to avoid inhaling poisonous fumes. Critical energy sites in Oman were also targeted. An Iranian drone filmed dive bombing into a storage facility in a direct hit. Also under fire, the Gulf's commercial infrastructure, as another luxury high-rise in Dubai is struck by a drone.
And again, they don't care about going after civilian targets. They do not care. And I'll remind you again, they don't care if they die trying to kill you. There's a difference in societies and belief in human nature and morals that is such a deep divide it cannot be bridged. The only, at this point, the only good Iranian fighter who wants to destroy the USA is one who's dead multiple times over. And they will continue to fight with what they've got left. The new Iranian leader trying to rally followers, but many are still questioning his ability, in fact, his health.
Iran's new supreme leader has issued his first message since the start of the war. An Associated Press translation shows the written message says the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed and calls for Iran's Gulf neighbors to shut down U.S. bases. Meanwhile, Iranian forces attacked at least two oil tankers in the Persian Gulf overnight and destroyed a massive oil facility at Oman's biggest port. Now, gas prices are rising for the 12th straight day as governments rush to prevent a global crisis.
And we're going to talk more about that. Prices again as to what's going on, especially regarding the Strait of Hormuz later before we wrap up today's program. We've got a lot to cover for you. In the meantime, a CBS reporter on the message, I should correct that, an ABC reporter on the message that the new leader, the son of the former deceased leader, issued.
That message was just relayed a short time ago. It was delivered on state television on the new Ayatollah's behalf. He did not appear. Instead, a woman read the statement with of the Ayatollah on the screen. And one of the things he said is that the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed. And he also suggested that they have considered and looked at opening other fronts of the war and exploiting areas where the enemies, as he's described them, have little experience. And he said that there would be areas that are vulnerable to them, suggesting that as long as this war continues, that they will look at other ways to open up new fronts, and that is potentially significant amidst the calls, Diane, for there to be calm and for this war to end immediately. That's what we've heard from leaders here in the region. And it's also notable when we talk about this statement that the Ayatollah, the new Ayatollah, did not appear on camera. We also have not heard his voice. As you know, he's reportedly been recovering at a hospital, according to sources, where he suffered injuries, according to those sources, to his leg. He was injured in the same airstrike that killed his father and other family members.
So there is no proof of life. It's a statement supposedly issued by him, read by a woman. There's no video of him. There's nothing to timestamp saying he's alive and here's the condition he's in. Reports have been that his legs and or feet damaged, maybe severely, that maybe his face and head also hurt. They don't want to show any pictures of him that they didn't already have. And you've yet to see him speak directly. You didn't again on this. Using a statement on social media as read by an Iranian spokeswoman for him. And Fred Flights, who we often have on our program here, an Iranian expert, 30 plus years in spy intelligence, CIA and other. Fred says, this is not just disturbing, it raises a lot of questions.
On the new Supreme Leader, I'm suspicious about what his health state is, whether right. he's in a coma, whether I don't think he's just hiding. They would have put him on television Agreed. Immediately to rally the people if he was able to do so. So there's something wrong here. And he was put in place because the Revolutionary Guard wanted to portray his father as a martyr and to remind everyone about his father, to try to rally the people. I don't know how real those huge crowds are we've seen grieving the father. I think a lot of those people were probably forced onto the street by the Revolutionary Guard. It looks like we're ahead of schedule in this battle. There still are challenges that we have to deal with. I think the U.S. is able to clear the Strait of Hormuz. We know the Iranians were likely to mine it, but frankly, by doing that, they're hurting themselves because most of their oil has to go through that strait, and we know China gets about 50% of its oil from Iran, so I don't think this is going to work out very well for Iran or for China.
And we'll go back to that story later. As I mentioned at the beginning, I told you these hours are loaded with information. And in case you missed the very opening monologue, shame on you, but let me repeat it for you. The FBI is issuing warnings in general for the state of California. Be aware that Iran might launch drone attacks from boats off the shore of California. I have suggested this previously, that this could happen. They just get close enough that they can launch a drone. A suicide drone. They don't even have to do that. We have inside our nation Iranian terrorists looking for an opportunity. And in the meantime, this Sunday is the Oscars. And there's a new report from the FBI regarding that. Those going to the Oscars, you need to be very careful. The Oscars executive producer said, "We want everybody coming who's witnessing, every fan. Even if you're outside the barricades, feel safe and protected. And we like the support of the FBI and the LAPD." Yeah, there's the leftists saying we like the protection. And yet Joe Biden let them all in. Thank you very much. We're going to get into this in more detail. And if U.S. is hit directly, is that going to create more support for Trump or condemnation? We will get into that story as well. And then the story behind the story. The Jonestown cult mass suicide. Not all of the 900 were suicide victims. But that's our story behind the story before this hour is over. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I would just like to remind everybody watching that every single Democratic presidential candidate always identified that Iran is a top security issue. And every single Democrat in the Senate and in the House, you know, says we can never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear bomb. And Kamala Harris, when she was running just back in 24, she identified Iran as her top international concern. And now she, of course, would never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear bomb. And now someone actually made that virtually impossible after this operation. I truly don't understand why Democrats can't even acknowledge that this has made the world more safe and more secure.
That is Senator Ron Fetterman from Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. Making it clear, I do not understand why Democrats are not supporting Trump and his efforts to eradicate Iran. And point out that even Harris during her campaign was saying, yeah, that's my top priority. She had no idea what she's talking about, but she was actually correct on that point. But no, their top priority of the Democrats is to destroy Donald Trump. I cannot stress it to you enough. I mean, I get... Those of you watching, you're probably seeing my face turn red. The blood pressure is boiling. Doctor, if my doctor's listening, I'm okay. Don't worry. But I got to tell you, I am absolutely over the top how these Democrats are looking for every way they can to go against Trump and not Iran. They hate our country so much. And now these threats directly to our homeland, which we'd said could happen at any point, are becoming impossible. More possible than before. And not just from offshore, as I said. Iran does not have to bring a ship under some foreign flag and get close enough where they can launch drones and so forth at our heartland of our nation. The coastline. And I asked earlier, if our nation is attacked in such a way, the continental shelf, if we're attacked by something like that, or even my other consideration, the Iranian sympathizers and Iranian jihadists inside our nation already, because they came across through the open border policy, thank you, Joe Biden, are here and they can get their hands on drones and munitions and carry out attacks. I told you this weekend, the Oscars in California Suddenly the L.A. Hollywood elite is, well, we're a little concerned here. We're so glad to have the FBI and the Department of Other Defense areas around us. They didn't mention ICE, but if ICE is there to help collect some of these illegals that are going to be threatening, don't you think now they realize maybe we've been on the wrong path? No, they won't recognize it because they hate Trump more than they love America. I'm looking at a piece written by The Hill regarding Ron Emanuel, the former Obama chief of staff, instrumental player when 2006 when Democrats flipped control of the House and Senate after 12 years of Republican control. Emanuel, who is maybe an unofficial White House hopeful himself for this next time around, has been conferring with another, quote, smart man, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, on what they can do to put pressure on Donald Trump. On Donald Trump. In a brief phone interview with The Hill, Ron Emanuel said, without saying what I said to, I spoke to Hakeem Jeffries this morning, but this is a favor. I'm trying to tell them how we can still take action against Donald Trump and get the control of the House back at the midterm if we get our message right. He's warning Democrats to start a website immediately showing the drop in retirement savings, contrasting with the increase in gas prices as Trump's war with Iran is into its second week. And he said, and I'm quoting, I would rather have a regular thermometer stash blood drive that shows how much you've lost in your 401k since Donald Trump's war and how much more you're willing to pay at the pump. Two separate economies. I would update that website daily. He wants another COVID display daily. They didn't bother and they weren't concerned about showing what was happening to our nation under Joe Biden, were they? It didn't fit the narrative. But now he wants to come forward and wage war against Donald Trump while we're waging war against Iran, along with many other nations in the Middle East, because they recognize the threat of Iran first getting a nuclear weapon, and secondly, determined to destroy all of the infidels. I told you earlier, in case you missed it, British troops came under attack from an Iranian swarm of drones at a military base in Iraq. The U.S. defense troops, or rather say the U.K. defense troops, did destroy two of the drones. Others got through and they hit the air base at Erbil, North Iraq. Third such attack against British forces. And in this case, not only getting British allies, but some U.S. soldiers hurt as well. And there is word coming out that one of the attacks that the Iran has carried out previously that did result in some deaths as they hit some of our bases across the Mideast, that there might have been up to 30 casualties that have severe injuries, maybe concussions, maybe are in coma. So that kind of information we've not been given direct, nor should we to that extent. I want to know the KIA number, and yes, I do want to know severe injuries, but we're at a balance point here. How much do you release that's of good value to the American public? What can you do about it? Of course, if it's your son or daughter, I want you to be informed. But for the nation as a whole, versus what Iran can then rally around and say, see what we're doing. John Fetterman, in an interview with News Nation, the host was talking to him about what we have achieved, what we could achieve, and then what could be the break point for John Fetterman.
But my point about the nuclear program, because that is important, and you're absolutely right, that Democrats as well as Republicans have said for many, many years that Iran cannot be allowed to acquire a nuclear bomb. However, almost every intelligence and military expert says you can't eliminate this program just by launching airstrikes. Somebody's got to go in. Do you think the president should send in ground troops or special forces troops to go in and find that enriched uranium and get rid of it?
My red line is boots on the ground. And I think
no
Secretary
boots on the ground.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, so that's what that means. You know, for me, boots on the ground means, you know, nation building. Secretary Hegseth has said, you know, it's never going to be parts about nation for that. So that's kind of where I'm at. And now we are, what, 8 or 9, 10 days? You know, I'm sorry, 12 days into this. And now I think it's been a success thus far. So that's, I'm not sure why we can't acknowledge that.
But they won't. The left will not acknowledge that we've been successful. And you can put me in the same column as Fetterman, and maybe you. I do not want U.S. boots on the ground in Iran as an invasion. Now, if they go in on select missions, with or without Israeli intel working with them, I'm not in position to know what the details would be, nor should I be. But we might have to do some additional that would, quote, put boots on the ground. But we're not talking about mass invasion force. We're talking about special ops. Be they Marine Recon, SEALs, or Delta Force. Can go in and do the job quickly and hopefully get out everyone out alive. And with or without the support of the Israeli Defense Forces, but I would expect they would be there right there with us, if not leading the way. When Trump made the statement that we've obliterated their capabilities, everybody's taking that as, see, he said it's over and it ain't over. I've told you repeatedly, Trump tends to embellish. But I will also remind you, I could say I obliterate your house and I turn it into splinters, but you could go back and rebuild it. I'd have to do it again. Iran's new leader breaking his silence, not because we've seen him, but by a message read by a woman that he supposedly penned with a direct message to his neighboring countries, warning them, if you continue helping the USA, you will be our target. So they've already hit at the United Arab Emirates. They've hit Iraq. They've hit other locations where we have our forces and British support forces. No, it's far from over. But those who suddenly want to cry out, see, Trump is wrong. And now word comes that maybe drone attacks could be launched against California from a ship offshore. And I repeat, the possibility launched actually inside our nation by all the Iranian jihadists that Joe Biden let in. And now suddenly the Hollywood elite are a little concerned. They got the Oscars coming up this weekend. The timing is scary for them. And now suddenly they're praising what we're doing. Not really. Our story behind the story, the Jonestown cult mass suicide.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Jonestown was supposed to be a paradise in the South American jungle. It was anything but.
The saddest part about this tragedy is that good, decent people died who were well-intentioned.
The story begins in America during the 1970s when Jim Jones created a religious movement called People's Temple. The charismatic minister fought for civil rights and had a multiracial family.
It was the original rainbow family.
Including his adopted son, Jim Jones Jr.
Did his message at the time resonate with you?
Yes, yes, yes. No isms, no sexism, racism.
But in the new book, The Road to Jonestown, author Jeff Gwynn details how Jones started to change.
He's convinced himself that he is some sort of superhuman martyr.
Jones persuaded nearly 1,000 followers to move to a remote jungle in Guyana.
The concept was to build a new world.
A socialist utopia.
Jonestown was described as this paradise, and it was not.
Former member Leslie Wagner Wilson says followers were overworked and underfed.
And then as time wore on, I realized that there was no future in Jonestown. Jim became increasingly paranoid.
Jones was obsessed with revolutionary suicide. He felt followers should be prepared to die for their cause, even having them drink fruit punch he claimed was poison.
Cyanide poisoning. That was November 18th, 1978, when it was carried out. 900 plus dying in that what was called a mass suicide. But there have been autopsy reports that were taken later that said maybe up to 70 of them didn't drink it. They were injected with it. So they did not want to take their lives while Jim Jones, the supposed charismatic leader of the People's Temple, was telling them, there's not enough left for us on this world anymore. It's time to go to the next level. He took his People's Temple out of California, where he had a lot of followers, very charismatic again, basically a Bible tent preacher for many years, as we've seen across our nation in various cases. Some build massive amounts of monuments and money to themselves. Some actually take it and turn it in to help people. And Jones was trying to be a mixture of both, but it ended up, it was more about him. and even admitted at some points that he slept with various women in his commune because he felt obliged to do so, even though it turned his skin. And he admitted, I did the same with men. But I did it for the benefit of the cult. When he took his group and they moved to Guyana and created Jonestown, which did not exist at that point, they went to Guyana on the northern coast of South America. It's got Atlantic Ocean to the north, Brazil to the southwest, Venezuela to the west. It is the only English-speaking nation on that continent. It is culturally associated as being with the Caribbean. So he thought, this is a perfect place to set up my new Jonestown. And again, his son that ended up surviving the cult massacre because he wasn't there at that time, I should say suicide. He said, in the beginning, Daddy was pushing all about and building on the civil rights movement.
Dad was dynamic at times. In the middle of a service, he would, out of nowhere, jump off the stage, wrap an African-American woman up in his arms, and my heart would melt.
When I heard Jim Jones, he spoke about how much he respected the civil rights movement and how important it was that we continue to live out Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. So for me, it was excitement.
Now will each of you give a very fond embrace to your neighbor.
Jones, how do you account for such an avid following as you seem to have?
I'm principled and dedicated to my people.
Jim Jones became friends with these political people of the day that were being brought into the church to talk before us. People like Angela Davis, Harvey Milk, Moscone. And little did they know, after they left, Jim Jones twisted and represented what they said to show us how evil society was becoming. So we would need to go somewhere and build a place where everybody was equal.
Everybody equal. How many times have you heard that? In the back of your mind, an alarm should go off. When they say everybody is equal, the following line is, but some are more equal than others, which means you're not going to be equal. But as you heard, he would bring some of these folks to speak to his cult, his gathering at the People's Temple in California. And after they left, then he would deride them and call them out and shame them, although they weren't there to hear that part of it. They thought they had done a great job and they were being praised. He was holding them up as hypocrisy. And in many cases, they probably were. National Geographic's view of Jim Jones.
Jim Jones, he would say, you'll die before you leave here.
Fail to follow my advice, you'll be sorry. You'll be sorry.
Jim Jones demanded loyalty. He controlled everything.
Folks have really not done a good job of showing what was attractive about my father. I'm not here to protect his memory at all. But so what you see in the media about my father, one who didn't experience the temple, can't help but think, why would anybody follow that guy?
These people never had a chance. They'd been victims of racism. They were victims of poverty. Jim Jones came along and offered them something. They trusted him and they believed him. But he was a crazy son of a bitch. And he was willing to see them all die.
And in fact, once they were at Guyana, he collected their passports so they could not leave the country. Some did eventually escape from the camp and go into the jungles, hiding out, trying to find their way to some place of safety. But then we had a congressman from California, Leo Joseph Ryan, who had worked a lot with the Democrat Party. And he had been hearing these reports about the Jonestown operation and how it's basically involving pedophilia and various crimes. And these people have no way to get out of there. So he decided to visit to Guyana himself in 1978. And that became the spark that led to the mass suicide.
In November 1978, a concerned congressman, Leo Ryan, flew to Guyana to investigate, accompanied by NBC News. While some followers praised Jonestown, others wanted out.
What is your wish today? To go back home and where is home? U.S.
As the congressman left, he took 15 defectors with him, angering Jones.
People play games, friend. They lie. What can I do about lies? Are you people going to leave us? I just beg you, please leave us.
He ordered gunmen to follow the group to the nearby airstrip, where they opened fire. Five were killed, including Congressman Ryan, NBC correspondent Don Harris, and cameraman Bob Brown.
And among the group that survived was California Congressman Jackie Speier, who had gone on that trip. She later wrote a book about it. You'll hear from her shortly. But after the murder of Congressman Ryan and the others at the airport, Jim Jones urged his followers to literally drink the Kool-Aid. So there's more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Back at the commune, Jones gathered his followers for a final sermon.
We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it.
This time, Jones served a punch spiked with cyanide. More than 900 died, 300 of them children. Jones shot himself.
We know from autopsies conducted later that a considerable number of people were held and forcibly injected with the poison.
In other words, they were not going to drink the Kool-Aid. Now, drinking the Kool-Aid since that tragedy has become a euphemism for basically just do what I tell you. Join the party, join this, join that. Just drink the Kool-Aid we serve you. It'll all be good. In this case, it was a literal drinking of Kool-Aid or a flavor aid of some type, given to children as well, leading to their death. Cyanide. And those that would not go willingly, at least 70 of them apparently held down and injected with it. His plan was that no one would leave the camp that day alive. Some had escaped into the jungle prior to that. Her Congressman Leo Ryan had visited and then took a host of them with him to leave on his plane. But then, of course, they were attacked by gunmen that Jones sent to kill them before they could leave, killing Ryan, the NBC reporter, and his photographer and others. But one of those also with the congressman, a fellow congresswoman from California at that time, Speier.
Congressman Ryan went because many of his constituents had young adult children who got involved in the church.
Right.
And they were concerned about mind control. They were concerned their letters weren't getting through to them. And so he wanted to find out firsthand because State Department was saying everything's great there.
Did you feel like you needed more security when you went? Just you personally as a young woman working for him as an aide.
So I had a premonition. I was about to purchase a condo in Virginia and I made the purchase contingent on my surviving the trip. I left
really?
A note in my desk drawer that's actually in the book that says to my parents, I love you, you've given me a good life. And the P.S. was, and I have a $1,000 life insurance policy in the credit union. So I actually was very concerned about the trip. And people say, well, why did you go? And I say, it was 1978, I was 28 years old, there were few women in senior positions in Congress, and so I thought I would be setting women back if I didn't.
And she went with the risk of losing her life. I wanted to go to Guyana shortly after the word broke of what had happened. I truly didn't know that much about it at all until the word came out about the mass suicide. And I was trying to assemble a news crew here at Channel 4, and we were going to go fly down. There was concern about safety if we did do so. And station management had a big concern about that, as did families of those who would be going. And I could not guarantee anyone's safety. I couldn't guarantee my own safety. I didn't know what would happen if we got there. Supposedly, Jones and his entire cult were dead. And I did not think that included the gunman he sent to shoot Congressman Lyon and others at the airport. And then logistics entered into it. Then gradually time took over, and networks are all over the story, and there was nothing we could probably pick up and add another dimension. But again, 909 died from apparent cyanide poisoning. A mass murder-suicide led by People's Temple leader Jim Jones. But again, evidence later showed at least 70 were force-injected with the cyanide. And as you heard in that interview from former California Congresswoman Speer with, as she appeared with Dr. Phil, many just thought that whatever Jones said, that's what we should do. But others were resisting. And yes, there probably was pedophilia, and we certainly know that 304 minors died under age 18. They died that day, either drinking the Kool-Aid or having it forced on them or injected. The story behind the story of the Guyana massacre. Every day in our 6 o'clock hour, we present a story behind the story. Some are more fascinating and in basically locking you down than others, but every day we're giving you a new one. So you need to be listening. And if you miss it, you need to pull up the podcast later and then share it with others. It's become a popular feature. The story behind the story tomorrow. The 1982 Tylenol scare, a series of poisonous deaths in Chicago caused by Tylenol, which had been sold over the counter. Our second hour is yet to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beale to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beale has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beale. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for a Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.